Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on, everybody? This is Phoenix Star 9, the PhoenixStar9Online.com, and tonight we have two special guests. We got my boy, Mr. Good Goes Hard, and he is a, he's just a mogul. Just know that. He started up Deep Murder Music Group, which houses the artist that we'll also be interviewing tonight named YK. So, guys, if you're on the line, go ahead and press 1, and we'll go ahead and bring you on, and we can get the interview started. But I definitely, you know, want to say thank you to them for always bringing their artists to me. You know, it's always a pleasure. So here we go. I think we got them on now. Yo.
Hey, what's good, Tabby?
What's up? What's up? How you doing?
You know I'm doing all right. How you feeling today?
I'm doing all right. You know,
You sound a little down. I know it's a little late for you to have an interview.
Oh, it's all good. It's all good. You know what I'm saying? So is YK on the line with you, or is he calling?
He called in. Yeah, he called in separately. He should be waiting in queue as well.
Okay. I think he's probably the one with all these long numbers. But before we bring him on, what we're going to do is we're actually going to have, like I said, two separate interviews, because I want you both to, you know, get that full experience. And I definitely want to go ahead and get started with you.
Okay, that's fine then.
Okay, cool. All right, now, you've been doing a lot, you know what I mean, since you got out and since you've been putting music out. You've been doing a lot. Tell us about, like, the current projects you're working on right now.
Oh, wow. Well, you know, we just released the Gang of Roses 2 a couple of days ago, and that featured Royal. But, you know, she changed her name to Crown B Royal now because there was another artist out of Europe actually that had the name Royal already on iTunes. So there was a lot of confusion with that, so she had to switch that up. You know, Paolo, you remember Paolo from the last interview, and YK, they got a joint project coming up on Thirst. We're still trying to coordinate the name. That's probably what the name we're going to roll with.
Oh, say that one more time. I'm sorry.
I said that's probably the name that we're going to go ahead and agree on, the Thirst album for them too.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, I'm definitely wanting to make sure that you keep me in the loop. Definitely keep me on the loop whenever that happens.
Yeah, we got a lot of things lined up.
Word, because you know I'm a fan of Paolo, so you know.
Yeah, Paolo is a beast.
He's really, you know, he got like a hit with that Kiss Me joint. He really did.
Oh, yeah, he definitely did
that. Oh, yeah. You know, the one thing that, you know, I admire about, well, not just one thing, but one of the main things that I admire about what you do is you seem to, like, be able to, like, you have some type of radar detector, some type of detector that goes off, you know what I'm saying, whenever you come across talented people. Like, how is it that you feel like you're able to find these people? Like, what is it that attracts you to these artists?
I mean, a lot of it is my personal instincts. I mean, I like good music, and if I listen to it, I think that other people will too. And then I always go back to social media and their actual fan base before they even met me and see what they're doing in their city. Because like I told you a couple of times, if you can carry your own city, I know you can carry everything else. So
exactly.
I always check to see what their fans are saying and how they conversate with people on a daily basis to decide if I even want to make that move or not.
Okay. Yeah, I remember you told me that because a lot of times some people don't have a buzz and they think that, oh, we're going to get a label and they're going to do all the work. And it's not like that, you know what I mean? Even though you hustle hard in promoting these guys and these ladies, you know, they have to.
Yeah, I try to put them in a position where they need to do what they need to do. But I'll give you my 100%. I just want them to give them their 100% as well.
All right. Now, what have you learned since you began running the label? Like, what are some of the things that you found out later on? Or some things that became, like, obstacles for you since you began running the label?
People are different. Like, each person you deal with has a different temperament, a different personality, and they like to do things in different ways. So you can't just go in with a template of this is how I'm going to do this and this is how I'm going to do that, because each individual person is ran on an individual basis, and you have to treat them that way for them to be successful, for you to be successful as well. But as well as obstacles, I mean, I'm not big yet, but we're striving for that. You know what I'm saying? So there's still some cosigns I need to get to be able to do the things I need to do. Like, I can't just call up like, hey, so-and-so, can I get this done? Oh, yeah, well, let me get back to you. And then they call around and see, you know, the things that we've been doing. And it's, oh, yeah, hey, you know what I'm saying? So sometimes it takes three phone calls instead of one phone call.
Yeah, but, you know, that's what comes with it. And that's one thing I can say about you is that, you know, you are very, very persistent and consistent when it comes to trying to make things happen for yourself and for your artists that you have under you. So
We've definitely made great strides. I mean, it takes three phone calls now, but it used to take 12. So, you know, I feel a lot better about that situation.
Okay, that's good though. But it just shows that people are definitely paying attention, and you don't have to put all that extra in like that. So that's dope. Now, you also have a cover design, like a mixtape cover design company that you also, like, you make the covers as well. So how do you balance everything? And tell people a little bit about the cover company that you have.
It's me and a couple other people as well. But when we first started, it was hard to try to get a cover done. They wanted to charge $50, $75. It takes 4 days, 8 days. And it's kind of hard to try to coordinate a project around that. So what I wanted to do is just make it easy for everybody. You know, everybody's indie that I deal with. So, I mean, you know, the capital isn't as big as a major company. So $25, that's good for me. I feel like that's a even deal. And, you know, of course, if you get more than one cover, of course, the price will come down. So my main focus was just to make it affordable for everybody.
So you say you also have other people that work with you with that. So do you find yourself, like, when somebody comes to you for a cover, do you find yourself kind of like delegating, you know what I mean, like delegating that work to somebody else? Or
I probably do about 95% of the covers. But if it gets to the point where I got a couple of them stacked up and I know I wouldn't be able to meet the quota time that I gave the actual client, you know, I'm a man of my word, so I definitely would outsource it to get it done. But, you know, of course, the price won't change, but you will get it when I say you'll get it.
Okay. Now, what we're going to do, we're going to go to a quick commercial break, and I'm going to bring you right back on, and we'll continue.
Okay, that's fine.
Artists, producers, DJs, poets, writers, musicians, and businesses. Are you looking for a one-stop shop for promotions? Then look no further. PhoenixStar9Online.com is your go-to source with everything from interviews, reviews, site features, Twitter and email blasts, and more. Don't miss out today. Go to PhoenixStar9Online.com. That's PhoenixStar, online.com, or call 842-564-8675. Your source for promotion, PhoenixStar9Online.com. This ad was sponsored by Lovely Inks and Links, handmade arts, crafts, jewelry, and poetry.
All right, and we're back. So thank you for holding on, Mr. Good. Appreciate that.
Oh, yeah, no problem.
All right, so my next question for you is this. You know, with the company, I know you have a lot of artists already, but I know, you know, and I always want to ask this question because some people may listen to some interviews that we've already done and some may not have heard them before. So I will ask you this, as far as demos are concerned, when people are sending you their work, what is the, you know, what's the protocol?
I got about 17 emails that's all connected to my phone. So, I mean, it's not hard to reach me. I'm also on every social media network you can think of. But my main email is beatmurdermusicgroup@gmail.com. You can also reach me at mrgoodgoeshard@beatmurdermusicgroup.com. That's a new email that we just got. But just send some good music, man. There's so much good music that's out there now by like indie artists that's not even being heard, and I wish I can sign 18 million people to the label and just get all the music out there. There's so much unheard talent that it's crazy right now. So just keep trying. Keep on emailing. If I don't respond to you in a couple of days, flood my email box. It doesn't matter to me. Just keep on hitting me. I'll definitely get back to you.
Well, you know what? It's dope that you give people that opportunity, because a lot of people, they don't know, or a lot of artists or upcoming artists don't know, you know, where to turn. A lot of them trying to do everything themselves. And sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. But having a team, especially a team like Beat Murder Music Group, I feel like they can, you know, I feel like you guys can put them in a better position. So I always appreciate, you know what I mean, having artists come on, and they definitely are enthusiastic when they talk about Beat Murder Music Group. You know, all the ones that you've sent me, they're definitely enthusiastic about the company, and that's great, because a lot of people, you know, a lot of them kind of speak out the sides of their mouths when they're talking about, you know, their label this, their label that. But yours are always positive, positive, positive. They love being there.
I definitely appreciate that.
Now, what's something that you feel like would make you stop working with an artist?
I mean, I've dealt with every attitude that you can think of. So, I mean, I'm not even worried about that. I mean, as long as it's not, you know, blatant disrespect, or, you know, get in the interview, talk crazy, or get on the phone, talk crazy. I mean, that kind of irks me a little bit. But they got to understand it's an opportunity for both of us. I mean, we're going to go into this mutually. I want it to be beneficial on both parts. So when we come out with a project, I'm going to do the cover. We're going to put Beat Murder on it. You're going to push it. I'm going to push it. So whatever happens after that is on you as an artist. As long as you grind like I grind, everything is okay. But I'm not going to do 100% of your work. That's probably be my main pet peeve right there, the thinking that you're going to send me a song and I'm going to do everything. That's not how it's going to work.
I can so agree. That is the most frustrating thing ever, is to have somebody kind of sit back while you're putting all the work in, and they think, yeah, they're just going to do it for me. I ain't got to do nothing. No.
Oh, yeah.
No. Now, you, like I said before, you kind of have a lot of things that you do, and I know with the company, again, you have a lot of artists. So, you know, what are some things that you do to kind of build like a sense of community within the team or within the roster for your artists? Like, how do you have them? I know you said YK and Paolo have, you know, they're doing something together. So how do you, how else are your, you know, is your team working together? Like, how do you make sure that they're all kind of, you know, mingling and networking with each other?
Yeah, I try to touch a base with everybody at least once a week. But we all have our own, like, group chat, like the Facebook Messenger. And I added everybody that's on the team to that same message. So, I mean, we got beat makers, we got engineers, we got R&B singers, we got hook makers, we got songwriters, we got everybody. So instead of going out and paying somebody for their service, you come right here to the group and get it from somebody you're already on the label with. It's not going to charge you any money. You understand what I'm saying? So it's a give and take. It's a give and take situation. So that works out for everybody. I mean, like I said, we got about 16, 17, 18, and the number is growing every single day. And all these collabo mixtapes everybody come out is about to be mind blown. Like I said, we got the Paolo and YK, we got the Royal and the Bossolina coming out. We're finna drop a song with Nick Swisher and Lola Banks tomorrow, as a matter of fact. Ghetto Prince, he's from Fayetteville. And he brought up Kissy Drop. She's an R&B singer. I mean, everybody is bringing other people as well to the table, and it just works out like that. So it's a big round table. Nobody's over anybody else. If you need something done, you come here, and we're gonna get it for you.
Word, okay. I like that you have them all in that group chat. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of people, they feel like they try to keep their artists, for some reason, they try to keep their artists a little separate, and that whole bond isn't there. So that's dope that you have that, you know, that you're making sure that they're able to interact with one another and also go to each other if they need something. So that's dope, too. That's really dope.
Oh, yeah.
Now, what we're going to do, what I want to ask you next is this. What's next? Because you always have something going. You always have something popping. What can we look forward to?
We got the Nick Swisher Local Rap Star 2 is about to drop. He just dropped his EP, All You Get for Free, and that did super numbers on that piss. I was super surprised about that. Ghetto Prince Volume 1 is about to drop. Zola, our new FemC, she's going to drop her album, The Messenger. That's in November. As I said, the Gang of Roses 2 just dropped last week. Our Turn Volume 1 from Beat Murder Music Group, that's still doing big numbers. That's available on iTunes, Google Play, Amazon MP3, anything you can think of. Like I said, we got so much stuff coming down the line. YK and Polo's project I keep putting out there. Nutso Fly from California, he's putting new music out. Young Rocky's recording right now, waiting for everything to get mixed down. I mean, everybody is working. There's no problem over here at this level.
Wow. Okay. Now, I'm going to go ahead and ask you to go ahead and tell people where they can find you on social media.
Like I said, I'm on every single social media site as Mr. Good Goes Hard. You can also find me at Beat Murder Music Group, everything as well. Google me, you'll find all kind of information about it. We're everywhere. I'm definitely not hard to find if you're looking for me. But you can always see my email, MrGoodGoesHard@gmail.com or BeatMurderMusicGroup@gmail.com or MrGoodGoesHard@BeatMurderMusicGroup.com. So, as I said, I'm not hard to find.
All right. And I think, like I said before, I think we have YK. I think we have him on.
Okay.
YK, if that's you, hit that one for me so I can make sure I'm getting the right person. And we're going to kick it off with YK. And you can, if you want, you know, you can definitely still hang on to the line. I'll keep you live. But I'm not sure if he can hear me because I don't see him here on the call. I don't know if you have his number or at least the last four digits of it, because I know he's on the other side of the world.
Yeah,
so
he's international, so that probably that, like you said, probably that real long number is probably, huh?
Okay. Well, I'm going to try it. Let me see if we can get it. Hello? YK?
Hello?
Is that you? What's up?
Yes, that is me. What's up?
What's going on? How you doing?
I'm doing great, and I just want to thank you for the opportunity to be on this interview.
Oh, no problem, man. No problem
at all.
Now, you know, I got to go ahead and dig into this interview right quick. Now, you've been doing music since 16. You know, what attracted you to music?
It wasn't even since I was, like, 16. It was before that, but I started doing it, like, professionally. I bought my mic, the studio equipment, like, anything I could afford, technically. And then I just started working on songs, and obviously they were bad quality at first, but people started liking the sound. It was original. It's not what they heard before. So I just kept going at it and evolved in my lyrics, my flow, my attitude towards it. And now everything's progressing. Like, a big thank you to Mr. Good Goes Hard for promoting me and just always being there to help me out wherever I need it.
Okay. All right. Now, and like before, you said that you just started professionally at 16. So, wow. How has, like, your reception been from, like, your friends and family? Like, how do they feel about your music career?
My friends, well, they were always supportive. They always liked my music. My family, on the other hand, at the first part, they were like, nah, you have to continue school. You have to do that. You have to get a good education and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But after a while, they understood that I actually have a very big chance of making it in the entertainment industry as a rapper, as a actor, and anything else like that. And now they believe in me, and they help me in any way they can, and they always just make sure to support me and beat it. So I'm very thankful for that.
Okay. Now, what we're going to do, I have two tracks from you, but I really want to go ahead and play Bounce, but I want you to kind of introduce that song for us and tell us a little bit about, you know, what went into creating that track.
Right. What went into that track was, well, it's a very, like, basic story, how I came up with it. Came home one night and I was out with my friends. We was turning up. Everything was good. And I just came home. I was tired. I wanted to go to sleep, but I couldn't fall asleep. So I got back up, and I was just like, you know what? I'm going to try to record a song. And it was just, it's just about my lifestyle and, like, how I'm living and how I want to be living. And just a fun song, like, for people to enjoy. That's basically
okay.
It. It's a dope record.
All right. Well, this is what I want you to do. I want you to go ahead and introduce it, and we're going to go ahead and play it.
All right. Right now, it's going to be playing YK Bounce, which is the new single of the up-and-coming EP called Road Up, which is releasing November 14th, which is also my birthday. So, yeah.
All right now. All right, here we go.
Let's go.
Oh, God, look, I ain't come up with this. Wait. I'm a bit faded right now, so let's take it step by step. Wait, actually, fuck that. You know what? Bounce. Got my hobby team lurking. Got my hobby team working. And the chicks on the rail. You know the motive. Money be the motive, wanna grow up, man, I wanna hit a full of it. Sitting on the bench, you can feel the devotion. Been through a lot, for the rain, no emotion. Roasting, power, for the team, I stay loyal. For the girls that ain't loyal, her man, stop calling. It's new to me, I say truthfully. Dreams came true, now we used to be. Little as the night, get used to it. Gotta live right, go through with it. Now, bam. Bam.
All right, and that was Bounce from YK. All right, and we're bringing YK and Mr. Good Goes Hard back on the line now. So I can appreciate that. You was going off. You snapping. You know,
I'm like, okay,
doing your thing. Now, what I want to know next is this. So when you hit number 30 on that TIFF, like, how did you feel? What did you do when you saw that?
To be honest, right, what happened exactly at the moment I saw that, I was out celebrating the fact that my mixtape got released. And then in the middle of that, I see the message from Mr. Good Goes Hard saying that it's number 3. And I expected just a couple of my friends to listen in and maybe a couple more people, but I never expected it to do such big numbers. But then that tiff ended up putting, like, resetting the numbers, and we still climbed back to the top 5, I think, the next week. So
wow.
Just a great feeling. I didn't expect it at all.
Well, congratulations. Definitely congratulations.
No, thank you.
On that. Now, I know that a lot of times whenever you're putting out projects, you don't always, a lot of people want to rush and put out a project whenever they have something, which I kind of notice with a lot of artists. I'll get a project from them and it's rushed. You know, the music doesn't sound, you know, the way it should, and it just feels rushed. So when you were putting out the project, what were some of the things that you tried to make sure happened for it? Like, what things were you in charge of doing? Were you in charge of, or did you go and pick the beats, or were you just dealing with beats that were given to you? How did that process go for you?
Well, to be honest, like, beats-wise, I think I purchased 2 beats. And the rest of the beats were either given to me by producers that I've spoken to for free, and some of them have just been like my friends, which have produced the beats for me. But other than that, like preparing for a project, I just made sure that every single track was different from the other. So it shows that I don't have to stick to just one lane. For example, I don't have to only make trap music. I can make you a hit mainstream single, like, for example, Show Me by Kid Ink. It's
okay.
Stuff like that.
All right, all right. Now, how do you feel? I know that you kind of started building up your fan base online. What were some of the websites, or where did you feel like you gained the most popularity, or off of which website?
Well, music-wise, it was 100%. Like, I started with SoundCloud, and it was doing really good numbers for me as a beginner, as I was starting up. But then, obviously, it went on to YouTube. My first music video that I ever posted on YouTube got 12,500 views within a month, I think it was.
Wow.
And like, for other stuff, because the thing is, in my city, I also host parties. I'm booked for a lot of shows down here. And I think Instagram was the most successful in that, just because they get to see you as a person you are. And I post on Instagram all the time, so that helped me a lot as well.
Okay. And the thing about SoundCloud kind of came in and took over from where a lot of the old websites were. Like, I don't know if you're familiar with Reverb Nation, SoundClick. Oh, SoundClick is so old. But I know those websites kind of always have been something that I noticed a lot of artists use to begin with. So SoundCloud seems to really help artists, to me, the most, especially if, you know, that's where you started building it up from. You know, it gives you a lot of, it seems to me like it gives you a lot of tools to use as an artist to promote your music. Now, we also have a caller who wants to ask a question. Do you mind if we bring him on?
No, of course not.
All right.
Let's
go ahead and bring him on. Last 49087, you are live. What is your name and where are you calling from tonight?
Kendall, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
You can hear me? Oh, okay. My name is Kendall. Hi. I'm calling from Charlotte, North Carolina. Are you able to hear me?
Hello?
Yeah, we can hear you. We can hear you.
Yeah, we can hear you. Oh,
okay, cool. My question is for YK. Well, first, congratulations on your success. And I just wanted to know, like, who inspires you as far as other artists? It doesn't necessarily have to be a rapper, but who inspires you or inspires your creativity, or what experiences kind of inspired your music?
My music, you know, like, this is the one question I'm sure I will answer differently than any other rapper in the game, because to me, I feel like, I know that there's hip-hop legends, right? I know that there's Tupac, Biggie, which are all amazing. But for me, the people that really just keep me going is artists like, for example, Kid Ink, Machine Gun Kelly, and Chris Brown.
Okay.
Because they're old, the old music they made when they were independent or just, you know, the real music they made relates to me way more than obviously the West Coast classics, the legendary ones.
Okay, what female artists inspire you?
Female artists would have to be Seven Streeter.
Yes.
I think she's a very talented woman. And
That's a dope pick.
Yeah, Seven Streeter, got it. Yeah. It would definitely have to be, I think Tinashe is doing her thing right now. Tinashe has some hit records.
Okay.
And Nicki Minaj, like, that girl can, she's better than most of the rappers out here right now.
Woo!
So, those three.
That's a strong statement.
But it's a true statement.
That's very true. I don't think I have any other questions, but I'm enjoying the show so far.
Thank you, Kendall.
You're welcome.
Appreciate you.
Yeah, no thank problem. You very much.
You're welcome.
All right. All right, all right, okay. All right. Yeah, you did make some strong statements just now. Definitely, definitely did.
Well, I think you have to, right?
You do. You
I think it's a part of it's a part of being a rapper. It's a part of being a rapper to be able to say what you want to say.
That's true. A lot of rappers don't. Even the ones, you know, that seem to be like on major labels where you think they wouldn't be able to say certain things, that whole thing is done these days.
It's true. It's true. But the thing is, I think it's because their publicist or the person that works with them, they make sure that they don't say stuff like that. And obviously it gets a bit annoying, but you have to do what you have to do.
I mean, and I hear what you're saying, but, you know, when you have artists like, I don't know if you pay attention to Wale like that, because a lot of people aren't fans of Wale. He's not a very popular guy. But he might have got some popularity yesterday. But, you know, he kind of was coming out the side of his mouth, Meek coming out the side of his mouth. And it's like, where are your people? Where's your publicist? But I think it's important to kind of just let people be raw these days. So I don't want you to ever lose that. You know what I'm saying? Don't ever lose that type of thing. Now, for you, what's next for YK? Go ahead. I'm sorry.
What's next? No, what's next for me is just going to the States, I guess. That's the number one move. And then releasing this EP, and obviously hoping that this EP will even do better than the last mixtape, which is called Blur and is available on DatPiff right now. And just, I'm just hoping that me and Mr. Good Goes Hard and the whole Beat Murder Music team are going to accomplish a lot this year. And I think we're all going to make sure that we're going to get far.
Now, before we go, we got to play your single. We got to play your single.
Okay, that's dope.
Tell us about your single, and I hope I'm saying it right, From Nothing.
Yeah, that's
the one. Okay, all right. Tell us about that and the inspiration behind it.
The inspiration behind that single was just literally like, it was basically my life. Like, I'm just explaining how it used to be and how it is now, like what I'm capable of to do now. Like the show, the song starts with me saying a line like, "Woke up in the shop and I just copped a rollie," because I was able to actually do that for once in my life. And I decided to take the approach of, you know, not making the song about your hard times and making it emotional and deep. I decided to make a record that you can go and literally play in a club, but it still has meaning to it. And Crown B, Royal hopped on the track, and, like, it just killed it. Like, it just made it so much better. And, like, I'm blessed to have her on the track. I think she's just a dope joke.
Okay. Go ahead. I'm sorry. No. Go ahead.
No, I'm just saying, like, I'm really proud of this record. Like, this record is catchy. It's just dope.
Okay. All right. Now, what we're going to go ahead and do is I want you to go ahead and tell people where they can find you on social media. And after you tell people where they can find you, I want you to go ahead and announce the single, because we're going to play that to close out the show. But go ahead and tell people where they can find you on social media.
All right. You can find me on social media, I think, anywhere. Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. My Twitter account is YKOfficial, which I literally just got on Twitter like a couple of days ago. And
okay.
Like, if you're looking for, like, sarcastically funny tweets or me just trying to be funny but it doesn't work out, like, you should really follow me. Instagram? No. Instagram's different. Instagram is very different. That's when I try to, like, look good and post really nice pictures, but still sometimes doesn't work out. But it's still worth following, like, for real. I got them 4.1K followers, and I felt like I should only follow back 100. Yeah. But that's it. My Instagram name is It's YK Bish. Like that Kendrick song,
okay.
Bish. So it's still PG. I'm still keeping it.
Yeah, it's B I S H.
Yeah, family friendly.
All right, awesome. I just followed you on Twitter.
Thank you. I'll make sure to follow you back.
I hope so. I hope one of the lucky ones gets a follow back. I'm just saying.
Okay, so now I announce the track, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and right now we're going to be playing From Nothing by YK featuring Crown B Royal, dope rapper, Beat Murder Music. Thank you, Mr. Go Hard, and thank you, Tammy, for this interview.
Oh, not a problem. All right, thank you, guys. We're going to go ahead and play that, and that's going to take us out. Appreciate y'all, man.
All right, Tammy, appreciate it.
You know
how we do.
All right. Thanks. Bye.
Everybody with me, hey. Wanna be in the shower, hit a Caparoli. Guess on my phone, you know we making money. Nothing gonna show with me to stay about it. Show up with your bitch, up to the party. Wanna be in the shower, hit a Caparoli. Guess on my phone, you know we making money. Nothing gonna show with me to stay about it. Never seen a stuff, I keep it all a honey. Prada, Gucci, Louis, and a Ferragamo. There's a spark up from my boss, got me another. Living how I want it, I don't ask for nothing. Do it with my squad, B&G, my brothers. Used to dream my riches, now that's all that's coming. I don't need no rest, I need a counter coming. Broke, then I'm moving with a bankroll. All the fans are the girls of the ass shell. She don't use no hands like a real pro. Never needed money, but just wanna meet up. Move fast, got a world in my right hand. Ain't no lie, I do it up for my fans. Till the day I die on my own way. They be hating cause every day's payday. While I'm in the shop, I hit a Caparoli. Dance on my phone, you know we making money. My team gonna show with this, stay about it. Show up with your bitch, pass to the party. While I'm in the shop, I hit a Caparoli. Dance on my phone, you know we making money. My team gonna show with this, stay about it. Every day I'm grinding, I don't care for
nothing.
Growing up on my struggle, needed money, so I hustle. I ain't talking about dope, you ain't gotta be a motherfucker dope. What's this to have money from a small town? That's why I hustle, get money, fuck suffering. Oh, friend, that ain't the funny. I don't give a damn cause they never gave me nothing. Side out the pine here and ain't honey. Nowadays niggas ain't 100. I'ma make my dough, I'ma take my bread. Tell you bitches can't tell me nothing. Niggas, I'm flexing, quit frontin'. You need a grand more than me, why you lunchin'? Hey, ass niggas, know you something. Really ain't mad cause you motherfucker funny. Scared money don't make no money. Got a bad bitch, that's a rider like Gunny. Buddy ain't cloud, whenever we ride, motherfucker get wrong, best believe go online. Wanna take my paper up to the sky. Nigga, speak, but you nigga realize. It's gon' be like that, tell D.I.E. Don't give a damn what a bitch say about me. Bitch!
While I'm in the shower, I had a cup of rolling. Yeah, I saw my phone, you know we making money. My thing on the show, we finna stay about it. Show up with your bitch, up to the party. While I'm in the shower, I had a cup of rolling. Yeah, I saw my phone, you know we making money. My thing on the show, we finna stay about it. Every day I'm grinding, I didn't care for nothing.